the street, the name you needn't know. With one hand buried in my ear, I listen to the radio. When a man comes up to me and asks exactly who I am, I told him I was the blue jean brother of the King of Siam. I whispered, I'm incognito, would you please not spread it around? I wrote it on a patty hat, threw it to the ground. He swore to keep my secret, put lines of moral law. Then he grabbed my arm, the next thing I know, I'm sitting in this bar. He started drawling on about the sorrows of his day. I smiled and looked around to see how I could get away. I asked what he thought of World War II. He said he dug the book much better. He was a phys ed teacher, and on his chest there was a scarlet letter. Just then a sexy blonde sits down right next to me. She said her name's Yvette and starts talking about her medical history. Crazy, my heart was beating wild. She told me she was in misery, she was a very sickly child. Well, just then Mighty Joe Young gets up and he starts to cry. He whined, I'll see you later, and I tip my crown goodbye. I apologize for the interruption, she continued without a glance. Told me how her doctor thought she had seen fighting dance. Oh, I was getting nowhere, so I told her it's been sweet. She asked me what my fame was. I said, Mr. Man on the Street. By the time I got outside again, the sun had already set. I was walking by this bank, just thinking about Yvette. When this motorcycle policeman, he roars up to me, and he says I look suspicious, can he look at my ID? I told him I forgot it, I in my room again. Well, he threw me on his sickle and charged me with loitering. Jesse James. Well, he got real mad and said I better come up with my real name. I said this is a holdup and I want your motorbike. He jumped off fast and crowded me and I stole into the night. I drove around a little while with my siren blowing. I have no place to be and I don't care. I searched for an open crevice, I could get some sleep. I guess I woke this bum up, who started shouting at the top of his lungs. Just who the hell do you think you are? I said Napoleon. He yelled at me, I got no right to invade his domain. Well, I crossed my eyes, tucked my head in my shirt, pretended I was insane. Sort of looked me over and believed I was for real. He asked if I was hungry and started cooking up a meal. Then he started getting friendly and said he's not a bum at all, but an elevator operator who just took a nasty fall. Out of habit, he asked me for a dime, then he realized what he did. Up to the ground, he knew he'd hit the skids.
machines have taken over.